Well, we want to thank y'all for coming out and being with us tonight. We've had a real good time. Hopefully you've enjoyed what we've brought to you. And if you, as Tony mentioned a while ago, if you didn't get enough, why, come back tomorrow night. We may be all in tune at the same time. Who knows? Will wonders never cease? We've had a really good time, though. It's a lot of fun. This is the third concert we've done this year. We did one in March, one in July, and one in December. It's pretty consistent. Sort of like the Bill Anderson show. About as busy as he is. That's right, exactly. Tell them, Tony. We've had a good time, Rowan. Thanks to all the people at Birchmere. It's always a lot of fun to come here, but I always get a little nervous because I can't see you. And I never know what you're thinking or looking, and I'm always scared I'm going to come out here with my fly open. Won't work on me. On behalf of Mike Aldrich, the owner of the Birchmere, by the way. Yes.
Stockholder.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he's stockholder, yes. The stockholder, that's right. He holds the stock. What are y'all feeding your stock these days? It's pretty cold down home. They don't have much to eat, you know. Of course, the only one is J.D. Crowe. There'll never be another like him, and of course, the world's a lot better off, too, you know. Mark Schatz, extraordinary bass player. Man with a pipe that fiddles the fool out of the fiddle, Vassar Clemens. And Tony Rice.
And Doyle Lawson. Let's don't forget this.
Oh, thank you. Thank y'all very much, and we'll collectively say goodnight after this one here, and thank you so very much. You're a great audience. We appreciate you listening to us, and mistakes and all. It's a lot of fun, just to prove to you that musicians are human.
Yes.
And I really did go to the bathroom a while ago. All right, Tony.
Yeah, I had to go, too, because I broke that string on purpose.